The Quebec government has proposed a charter of values. Could you explain to us what are the objectives or the perspective of this charter?
The perspective is what we call a separation of state and religion. The word used by the project is neutrality. But the difficulty, let's say, or the discussion is what does neutrality mean? Does it mean we're impartial, so we open an open mind and space in the public area for diversity in religion and to respect the choices of people, the religious choices in life? That's one way to understand neutrality. I think it's the most proper way. But another way to understand it is just expulsion of religion from public space, like it has nothing to do, no place in the public arena. And the interpretation of neutrality in this project is about expulsing the religious reality from public space. That's why it's problematic for the respect of the dignity of every human being, but also of its liberty of religion and expression.
Can you describe for us the context in which the charter was proposed? Quebec, for the past 10 years, has been in the midst of this reasonable accommodation debate when it comes to religions in the public square. How does the charter fit into the reasonable accommodation debate?
Reasonable accommodation is one aspect, but the background is separation between church and the state. That's the background that's been going on for 50 years, let's say, since the 60s. Diversity among new immigrants in Canada, in Montreal, in Quebec, makes it sometimes there's ambiguity, incomprehensions between different cultures, which are also where religion is present. So whether, for instance, here it's about Muslims and the visible signs of the Muslim religion, how they dress, is there to be controlled by the state. But the role of the state is not to control how you dress. It's problematic in the sense that the principle itself, that the state will decide how you dress, once it's been accepted, operated even in a limited way, it can only but keep on going. Next time will be something else. So the vision that is there, that you could exclude from a public arena certain ways of dressing, for me is excessive.
The Quebec bishops issued a document about a year ago on pluralism in Quebec society. How does this document fit in with the current debate? And what have the bishops said so far in regard to this bill?
The idea of the document is that the society is not secular. The state is secular. Society is pluralist. And the role of the state is to protect in the society a space for pluralism, a space for the dignity of every human being, a space for liberty, a space for liberty of expression and religion, where religion is not imposed, but also where you don't block it. The state is secular, but it's open secularism in the sense it's there to protect that space of liberty.
There is an ongoing debate in Quebec about the presence of the crucifix in the Quebec legislature. What is the position of the bishops on the presence of the crucifix in the legislature?
Let's say it's not a debate that is as important as the one of the charter. In the assembly, the crucifix was not always there. The representative at one point wanted to put it there. So it's something else. I wouldn't put that in a charter. I think it's a good thing in a sense that it presents the history, who we are, where we come from. But at the same time, you don't put that in a charter. We want to live in a democratic society. But also being a democracy is also knowing where you come from and respecting where you come from.